Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The show is running,
my,
baby.
My new thing that I'm starting to say every 30 seconds, and it's so good. It's like my new, like, Buki. Where it's
okay.
Who is you?
Who is you?
From Bad Baby?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen her in the audio?
I'm your grandmother.
Is that what she says right after?
That's what her grandma says.
Oh,
I'm your grandmother.
I've only heard the "Who is you?"
Who is you? Is that from her Dr. Phil interview, or is this from like Bad Baby's show? Does she have a show?
I'm only as far as knowing who said that and what the line is.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm nothing more than that.
It looks like it's from the Dr. Phil.
It is.
I'm your grandma.
Who is you? Just so frustrated, but also coming straight from the gut. Mm-hmm. Who is you?
I'm waiting for the transition to Good Baby.
Good Baby, yeah.
I think she's a couple years away from having a rebrand.
Yeah.
And it's G-H-O-O-D.
I think that's rebrand for her.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's having these rebrands.
She comes out with since she's a mother, now she's got a baby line.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's got, we're talking pamper
it's
type.
It's called
things.
Motherfucking linen.
Oh, uh-huh. No, it's called Good Baby.
Who is you? The new diapers.
But I don't think there hasn't been like a popular bad kid like her in a long time. Like,
there hasn't.
After Dr. Phil, you know, she went crazy viral.
Lil Tay.
But she was a one-hit wonder.
Don't forget the original. Latarian Tomlinson, who wanted to do hood rat stuff with his friends.
Yes.
No,
yes,
but he didn't have a whole thing. It was just a video,
right? It was a news clip.
Dude, everybody knew about.
Yeah, but did he have anything? Tay was an act, though. That was like... She wasn't really... Like
because of that video that came out, her being
it's
coached.
Like, Mommy, stop.
Yeah.
But, what's up, y'all?
But remember she had that music video come out? I thought it was a whole thing where she was going to come back strong, but that music video came out and never saw her again.
I know. Maybe it's just our feed.
Was that before or after she was pronounced when there was that rumor that came out that she was...
That was all right before she
leading
like,
up to it.
Led up to like her doing
then
music.
Then she released the music
that
video.
That was also another stunt as well.
But I love a good stunt.
Don't like fall for it.
Or remember the girl that did like a whole fake tattoo of Harry on her face, Harry Styles?
Yes, Kelsey Carter.
Yes, Kelsey, she did, it was a whole thing where she posted, this was like pretty genius and it did work for her. This girl, she, like small time artist, you know, she has like a, like,
yeah, she's
following.
Like a,
mm-hmm. good voice though. She posted a picture of what it looked like a real tattoo of Harry Styles, very bad tattoo on her face.
Okay.
And it looked real because you would see people get crazy fucking tattoos, like the cupcake tattoo.
Yeah,
it looked like fresh off the needle. It looked so realistic.
It looked real and it looked like shit. So obviously, because Harry Styles has a crazy fandom, it spread viral quick. Everybody was talking about it. And she took that and then released her Harry Styles song.
It was called Harry.
It was all to build up.
I think it got her like 12 million streams, hits.
Definitely. It was
for someone that was not even reaching 100,000 on her music. That was such a good fucking play. But it just reminds me of just like.
I could never have the balls though to like do a stunt.
I appreciate a good stunt though. As long as you don't go, there's a line, right?
Right.
Like not cross.
I couldn't even run on a soccer field and be like a streaker. Oh, but you know what's really funny? People will bet that there's a streaker at a game and then go streak themselves.
Wait, hold on.
So they get money.
They get the winnings for making the bet that the game will have a streaker. So they pay the fine or whatever it is.
But then also you become like a pedophile as well, right?
You don't have to be like fully nude.
Okay.
Isn't there something where, won't they know that that's the guy?
You have to do it through other people that make the bet for you on your behalf and like.
Got it. That's like right. I didn't even think about
that. Yeah, people do that.
Do you think players also make like hidden bets like that with other people? They'll have a friend make a bet.
A lot of people think that. A lot of pro sports.
That has to happen.
Which is the one that like a lot of people think is rigged?
Boxing.
Is it boxing?
Or boxing, what about like the NBA, like when they NFL? Throw the fights. Like,
okay. Yeah.
But people think the NFL is rigged too, and
yes.
The fact that it's a business, I forget the way it's worded, but it's not like a normal sport.
Right.
It's like a entity, like a business entity.
Okay.
Which like kind of gives it away that it's scripted or has some sort of like predetermined.
I think if you're a coach or an owner, if you have any affiliation with the team directly, I feel like you shouldn't be allowed to gamble at all.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely.
Yeah, no way. But then again, you just figure out ways to do it.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
There's also a lot of cheating in baseball. Not like rigging the game, but like cheating. Like having like sticky putty.
That's like, very true.
There's a lot.
The cork bats.
Yes, cork bats. It's the sticky stuff. There's all these like little tricks. And the whole thing is like baseball. It's like there's always cheating in baseball.
Somebody's trying to find a loophole for something.
One thing I hate about baseball and I hate seeing and I hate watching and I hate that it's like a part of the game is stealing bases. I hate that.
Really?
I think it's so dumb.
And I hate just bunting.
Just play it right. Just if you like, earn that fucking base by hitting the fucking ball good.
But it keeps the pitcher has to be aware. He has to keep looking at everyone else.
I just think it's silly. I don't think it should be part of the game.
I know. Stealing bases is
bunting,
like,
though, cop out. I'd rather you steal a base than bunt.
Oh, yeah. Fuck a bunt.
Did you see that
fuck a bunt.
Like, oh, got it. Like, just such a cheap little trick shot.
Did you see that one guy that ran to, like, maybe second or third base, and he got to the base, and he was, like, hopping up and down on it, and the baseman waited for his feet to leave the ground, and he just went.
No way.
And he was out.
Funny.
And I was like, baseball's so bratty.
Yeah. And I love, like, they're doing a little sneak ball where, like, they think the pitcher has the ball, but the ball is on first base.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
They wait till they leave and go, you're out. Like, what?
What is, it's giving snake eyes and a beer pong.
Yes.
It's bullshit.
But baseball's kind of boring, so.
I'd rather watch kickball than baseball.
Yeah, I'll fuck up a kickball.
Imagine someone kicking that thing that far, like a baseball. I'd rather watch kickball.
But it's the worst when, like, someone, like, catches it, though, like, instantly and you're out. I fucking hate that rule.
It's
where,
like, you bomb it and you're all excited.
Yeah, and then it's just. Out.
Is it easy to catch those balls? I could never
kickball,
catch those.
Yeah.
I could never catch those.
They're so big.
Bing, like, it would bounce so far off my fucking face and body every time I try to catch it.
That's. Oh, is this the play?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Oh.
Perfect.
That's good.
Yeah, did it in his
butt.
Oh,
he did it in his butt. Done.
You're out.
All right. So
silly. I think it's time.
Intro?
It's time.
Let's get it, baby.
All right. Woo! 3, 2, 1.
It's Comic Talk, baby!
Ow!
Get it. Wow. Mm. Welcome back to... Did the song finish? I can hear it. Song done?
Yeah, it's
okay. welcome back to Zany Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are in this room recording again, and we're unfiltered. Thank you so much for being here.
We love you guys.
Happy summer. Happy summer.
Is it officially summer?
Congrats to all the graduates, people who are done with school.
Oh, yes.
Hopefully you're treating yourself.
Yes. Speaking of graduation and people getting graduated. People getting graduated. Our high school... Back on the map after 10 years, we didn't hear anything about South Plantation High School. And then all of a sudden, a week ago, I'm getting tagged 1,000 times. I think we all were.
Right. Yep.
Tagged 1,000 times, our school back on the map. For what? Some kid did a backflip and hit the girl behind him.
At the graduation
while accepting
ceremony.
His award. Ruined both their days. I was just
the
so
thing
happy.
Is, like, I love those moments where, like, that is one thing where you're trying so hard to look cool. And it is the complete opposite.
He tried
outcome
to Benson Boone
what you were.
He did, he though. I did it. Look into it. And apparently, though, he did communicate to the girl who was behind him in line at the graduation ceremony that, hey, I'm going to do a backflip.
She forgot.
So heads up. And she forgot and apparently was just caught up in the moment and didn't forgot in that moment that
she
he was
all excited. Everybody was cheering her name. Let's go, girl.
Boom. Bam.
That's you know she wanted to be so upset at him and she couldn't, because imagine getting hit like that knowing that I already have it. I already knew this.
Do you feel worse for the person whose backflip ended up failing or her running into
his,
the backflip?
No, him. Yeah. Him, because he told her he was doing it.
Or there's nothing worse where, like, someone just does a backflip but they don't do it. Like, they're just like, boom, like they miss and they just fall. It's hard to do a backflip in a graduation gown.
There's so many times that backflips don't get landed. I'm like, how are you throwing it without the confidence and knowing that you're going
to
land?
Also, all the nerves too. Like, I would just be way too fucking scared to even try to pull that shit off. I know I'd fuck up.
Right now, if somebody goes, Zane, your mom's going to die, unless you come here and do a backflip, could you do it?
No. Absolutely not. No. I would need Mariah to do the spot.
A trampoline for sure. I could work up the courage. I've done it in the past to do like a back tuck on a
I won't
trampoline,
stick the landing
no.
enough where I'd bounce off. Like, I'd land in a weird way. Where
do you
I
think
would,
you could get to all fours if you were to stand there and throw it back and land on all fours?
I can't even do lunges.
It's all up here.
If you did like every day for like a month and you worked with like a gymnast trainer
Absolutely.
And had a spotter and just doing that over and over, you could do it.
I think anybody can after a month of practice, right?
What is the saying? My toxic trait is thinking that I could do it right now.
Guess what my ego says.
Yeah.
Dude, if I could do a backflip, I would not shut the fuck up about it. I would just be doing every intro, just like boom.
I literally
I'd sit
went
right
through
on
that.
The couch.
Matt, I would too. I think I've told Mariah this. I think I've said this on the podcast multiple times. I want to practice doing something like a backflip over and over again for months, right? Just practice it, like in private. Nobody knows about it. And one day at a party, drunk, I'm just like, hey guys, watch this. And I just do it and just see everybody's faces when I land a fucking perfect backflip.
How often do you do a flip? Like, are you flipping once a week?
Every morning.
She's just
trying to
outside.
Flip once. I just want to make sure I can still do it.
When she finishes editing a podcast.
In general.
Done.
Yeah, Patricia used to be able to do them all the time, but she just hasn't done them in a long time. And
I just want to be, be old and be able to do it.
I think, though, would you rather know how to do a backflip or know how to go run up against a wall and do a backflip
that
off of a wall?
100%
that. That is the sickest
move.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Sick.
Because if you could do it off a wall, you could do it off anything.
Yeah.
Like, my brother can do it off someone's back. He, like, with no training.
Oh, so sick.
Or it's so cool when, like, you have, like, a buddy who, like, spots your foot and then you do a flip off that.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's something that, like, not... A lot of people could do it, but not that many to where it takes away the coolness.
Right.
If ever you see somebody do a backflip, you're like, that's cool.
Right.
Because you know not that many people could do it, but there is a good amount.
It's wild
you
our bodies are capable of doing that, but only very few people can
that just do it.
Like, but it's crazy that an entire football team can just do it.
They're all so athletic.
Just randomly.
What football team can do backflips?
Entire football teams. What? It's the funniest
thing.
That's so
crazy that like they all can.
It's literally mental.
Even the linebackers.
Right. I see videos all the time of the entire team being able to just... Tumble. Men in general can flip. I think any man can do a flip. They get
it's just confidence.
So much
it's all
hype.
Confidence.
But be safe, guys.
No, the one thing that I always wished I could do was hold a handstand for like a minute. To have the control of like with your fingers and you're just like gripping the ground balancing.
Oh, it's a good feeling when you're in that just perfect moment of balancing doing a
just
handstand.
Just in the groove where you can hold it for however long you want.
You could do
I
it.
I want that.
Yeah, you could do it.
I could do like five steps and that's it. I can't get to the point where I can like hold it.
I could do 30 seconds.
If I try Mariah, to what's going, it called? It's a handstand, but it's on your elbows.
Elbow stand?
I can do an elbow stand.
Oh, okay.
I can.
Well, with your head down, that's a headstand.
Oh. Wait, is that something like a lot of people can do?
That's like a tripod.
It's like a
so
yoga,
now you got,
it's a
you got
yoga
three
move,
points.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a yoga. Oh, okay.
A headstand, a lot of. That's I thought, kind of standard.
Headstand's easy. Here's how I teach 5-year-olds how to do a headstand.
Shit.
They draw a triangle on the floor. Your head goes at the top point and your hands go at the bottom 2 points. And then you lift your legs.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to do it for the unwind.
You know what I used to do all the time when I was a kid? I don't know why I thought this was people should have been cheering. I would go up to the wall and I'd do a handstand and I'd put my feet against the wall and I'd hold it. And I'm like, who is looking at me?
Cirque du Soleil.
And then I'd do like a little tiny like pump like this, like a little push up into it. I'd be like moving like that much.
A no-handed cartwheel is pretty cool too.
That's aerial? The one I'm very confident I'll be able to do till the day I die.
Oh yeah, you could do it. You did that one. Or Kiki, do you love me? And you just like busted that out. Like, yeah. That was insane. That's just incredible.
Thank you.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, DraftKings Casino.
Spring is in full bloom on DraftKings Casino. New offers and promos are sprouting up daily. Right now, new players can play $5 on anything and get 350 casino spins instantly on a featured slot game.
That's right. So download the app and sign up with code Zane. Take the featured slot for a spin and explore thousands of others in the DraftKings game library. Check back in daily to claim the hottest offers and promos on DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Connecticut. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus, physically present in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Connecticut and Ontario. Eligibility restrictions apply. New customers only.
Non-withdrawable casino spins valid for featured game only and expire in 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Ends June 15th, 2025 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time.
Thank you, DraftKings Casino, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you. To go back to graduation, I saw a clip yesterday of, just because it's getting so out of control with people clapping for each person.
Yeah.
Now they're really controlling it, where there was this one ceremony I was watching on my phone where every name that was called, one clap.
Yeah.
Per person.
It's called the California clap.
And crazy.
The beat tournaments, we would do that, but only until like the first person who wins first place, they get a full applause. Everyone else just
the one clap is crazy. It sounds so off. It sounds like it just needs one more or two more, but the one clap felt weird.
It saves time. It saves time.
It felt like, you know what? It felt like a cult.
Yeah.
Did you guys do the hat toss?
We did do the hat toss, of course.
We weren't allowed.
Of course.
We did it anyway. They said we couldn't, but we all did it.
We should have
just do it. What are they going to do? Suspend you?
True.
Actually, I don't know if I did. I spoke at my graduation. I wasn't valedictorian. But I think I was on the stage with like all the teachers.
You were valedictorian?
I was not valedictorian.
Did you say something like very uplifting?
Our valedictorian apparently like didn't have that good of a speech. And I had won nationals like an original oratory. And they were like, do your speech that you won that award for. And I was like, sure. And then
it has nothing to do with graduation. It's about
it was about like civility and shit, but it was fun. Yeah.
Are we all excited for this weekend? We have a big weekend ahead of us.
Yes.
What is this weekend?
Remy's getting married.
Remy's getting married.
Oh, right.
She's
right.
Getting married.
You thought we were talking about this current weekend or in right now.
Yeah.
Next weekend.
Do you guys have any special responsibilities at the wedding?
No.
Oh,
yes.
She honestly just wants us.
Ushers.
She just wants us to like film as much as we can. So we're like, all right. We will film.
We show up as Usher. Zane, I told you to be an Usher, not be Usher.
He's down to get me.
No, we're just on filming duty.
Hell
we're going to be documenting everything for them.
Yeah. I just hate the whole, like, them thinking that it's, like, for my personal thing. So people are just like, I don't want the eye rolls. I don't want the uncomfortability.
Oh, right.
We should put something on the camera that says like Remy's BTS.
Just something. Like, yeah.
Some LaBooBoos hanging.
Yeah. Some LaBooBoo. Like
I want a LaBooBoo.
I think it's so overrated. I think it's just
good luck finding one.
It's nonsense. It's nonsense.
It's like a Turbo Man doll.
Remy, though, I feel like she has boxes of them. I was just planning on asking Remy for a LaBooBoo.
Do they all get it from that Pop Mart place, or they just get it shipped to their house?
From there's different spots that you can get them from.
You gotta go camp out for that shit right now.
But how do they get, is it popular only because like, I feel like those things, they just see everybody loving it. They're just like, I'm going to love it too.
I have to love it.
There's definitely some like, probably somebody really, really famous started wearing them on their purses and stuff. And then everyone got really excited about it and wanted that. I feel like
Remy single-handedly creates the fucking
market her for that.
I think it's her.
Icons,
you
want
to know what's insane though? Okay. So you know, those Sunny Angels that are like hot right now.
Yeah.
Jordan in high school was collecting them.
They've been around for that long?
Wait, say that again?
Jordan in high school was collecting Sunny Angels.
You were?
I think they've been around for like 20 years.
No way. Yeah. Oh my God.
There's Sunny Angels, LaBooBoos. There's actually so fucking many,
a lot, yeah.
And the whole like hype about it is that you really want one, but you don't know if you're going to get
that one. They're mystery, yeah.
So and is it, what's like the rules behind it though?
20
you,
years.
You get what you got, or do you trade?
It's just for fun.
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
I think it's just for fun. I don't think there's any like formula to it. It's just like, which one am I getting this time?
Okay. I will say, Remy did though, she surprised me and got me two of the Bikini Bottom Labubu type character things.
Oh, right. It was like the green little fish or something?
Yes, that was sick.
Do you have a picture of it? Wait, is it literally SpongeBob characters but Labubu
Yes,
form?
But they're all like background characters of SpongeBob, so it's kind of like an if you know, you know type thing.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, like, my leg! Yeah. Like that type of guy? It's those type of characters.
Oh, that's
and
cute.
And
that's
it's
cute.
All a mystery.
Got it.
Do we think the Labubus are going to be like the next Beanie Baby?
That's what people are saying right now in terms of the hype, the craze. You know, people called it Beanie Baby craze.
Yeah.
It's Labubu craze right now.
Yeah.
But will they hold their value? I don't think so.
Well, the thing is, these are so much more exclusive than Beanie Baby. Beanie Baby back in the day, you could just buy wherever. It was just like,
they're at the grocery store.
Yes. These are actually hard to get.
Yeah.
Right.
And you don't know what you're getting.
So that alone causes the rarity and scarcity to be more money. Beanie Babies, you could just buy whichever one you wanted. You just
Beanie Babies, though, there was some like fuckery afoot with the beginning of it because they were making it seem like these Beanie Babies will only be in limited batches. So there's only going to be 1,000 of these ones.
Yeah.
And then they got really loose with their inventory and go, just make a bunch and make sure everyone has
that. That just like bugs me. It's like the whole Birkin thing. I hate the whole like, we're only making this many and we're going to make everybody freak out about it. I hate it. There's something about I hate it.
It turns me off. Things get way too like
limited.
Well, when people just go crazy over it, it turns me off.
Just
more.
Give everybody one. If somebody wants to buy one, let them fucking buy one. Why is it gotta be this like rare thing?
But imagine your kids like, Mom, so and so has a Labubu. I want a Labubu, and you're like, who the fuck has a Labubu?
It causes madness. With all the madness in the world right now, we don't need to be going mad over a Labubu. You know what I'm saying?
And it makes me gust to get out my Jeep. they're insane. It's a good thing you don't like Porsche.
It's a good thing I don't like. I don't like. I'm not obsessed with like
collectibles.
No, just like anything like super fucking expensive like that.
Okay, that's good.
I can't think of anything that like.
Yeah, me neither.
That I'm like super.
That's why I like affordable like hobbies though. Like a VHS thing, I'm not gonna go spend crazy amount, but it's possible I can be in control of that.
Yeah.
Christmas Village stuff. There's nothing that's like an expensive hobby.
Yeah.
It's reasonable.
Also, you both are constantly getting at me like, you need to find a hobby. What's your hobby? After a year. No, I've had a hobby. It's just like I haven't really. It's
biting your nails.
What?
Editing?
Yeah. No, it's like working out is my hobby.
That's
now.
Good.
I spend so much time revolving my day around working out, and when I don't get my workout in,
that's
I'm
good.
Having a bad day. So I think it's like that is my fucking hobby.
Yeah.
Good. That's a great hobby. Okay.
So whenever you guys ask, what's your hobby? Find out it's working out.
Good. No, that's good.
Because I do it every fucking day. It makes me sick. I think about it 24/7. Just like you think about Porsche 24/7.
That's right.
Thank you, Mom.
No, but that's good. It is. It's like a sport. Instead of like a tennis for working out or doing like something like
Am
that.
Am I considered an athlete?
No.
Why? I'm good with weights.
You're athletic.
You don't
I'm
play
good
sport.
With weights.
I'm
good
with weights. I'm good with weights. Athlete, like you're athletic.
I'm good on my hikes and on the treadmill.
I feel like being an athlete is like you are actively training and like competing in.
I'm competing with myself
sport. In a sport.
Yeah,
of weightlifting.
You're not weightlifting for a competition.
Yeah.
If you started competing, I'd be like, okay, yeah.
You know, I'm gonna do it one time and then say I'm a fucking athlete.
Retired.
I want to change my shit to athlete on my page.
That's what it was. That whole time, that it was to get.
You were just wanting to.
He
be,
wanted that.
Yeah, to be.
Yeah, I'm an athlete.
An athlete.
Sure. I am an athlete.
Sure.
I'm not even a podcaster. I'm an athlete.
You should try out for the Savannah Bananas.
I would love to. If I could like play baseball, I would love to join the Banana Savannah.
My feed. I get hooked on the Savannah Bananas.
They're addicting.
I don't. It's similar to like craze. Everyone's so obsessed. It's so hard to get tickets
now
to the games.
It's really
I'm
hard.
Like, I don't even want to go see them.
Really popular.
But I get very hooked on like the guy who had the whole vision for it, that Jesse guy, and how I'm very interested in the auditioning process. You have to be good at baseball.
Yeah.
You can't be like funny and entertaining. You have to be good at baseball first.
And then the entertainment comes with it.
I want to go see those auditions though, because I bet there's some guys that think they're like.
They make their own banana jersey to.
Imagine though, like you want to go to the league. This is the second best thing.
Right.
That's think the pay and you is get good. Some like camera time.
If I didn't get into the MLB, Savannah Banana.
For sure.
That's 100% what I'm doing. Still get to enjoy the sport and have fun.
Minor league or Savannah Bananas?
Savannah Banana over minor league all day.
Has there been another team created like Savannah Bananas, just like another one?
The party animals.
The other one.
They're making more.
They should make more. Is it under that umbrella of Savannah Bananas?
Yes. Banana Ball.
At some point, it's going to be a whole league.
Yeah, Banana Ball. That's what his vision is for it.
Just a whole new branch of baseball.
But I like the guy how he was saying, though, you know, it's awesome how many people want to come to our stuff and how often it is sold out. But, like, I try to make fans first with this whole vision I have. And so I really want to start doing more, like, pop-up random shows. Go to, like, small towns out in the middle of nowhere that baseball's big.
Yeah.
People may not have that money. And just letting them see it for free. I'm like, that's so great he thinks about that.
Yeah. Globetrotters.
Yes.
Damn, the Globetrotters were it.
So cool.
Make them love that baseball before, like, traditional baseball.
And apparently they have so many different bits. Not one show is, like, the same. Harlem Globetrotters is, like, a bit. They're doing the same thing every time. Yeah. It was just blown away by how often he's coming up with new bits. And it's like SNL. Like, they have all these different ideas, and like they're told, all right, you're gonna do that little sketch that you guys were working out together. Mm-hmm. That's gonna happen in the third inning. Then you're gonna do this. Like, it's new every time.
I'd get hired like that. Imagine I was part of that team to like come up with the bits for the. I would love that job.
That's really cool. Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, BetterHelp.
Men today face immense pressure to perform, to provide, and keep it all together. So it's no wonder that 6 million men in the U.S. suffer from depression every year, and it's often undiagnosed.
And it's okay to struggle. Real strength comes from opening up about what you're carrying and doing something about it so you can be at your best for yourself and everyone in your life.
So if you're a man and you're feeling the weight of the world, talk to someone. Anyone, a friend, a loved one, a therapist, and boy, do I feel like I need one today.
And BetterHelp has over 35,000 therapists to choose from. And BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally.
And trust us, it works. With an App Store rating of 4.9 out of 5 based on over 1.7 million client reviews. And it's convenient too.
That's right. You can join a session with a therapist at the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. Plus, you could switch therapists at any time.
And what better way to have a therapy session than in the comfort of your own home? You don't have to wait in traffic, go all the way downtown, sit in a waiting room, wait for all those people in front of you to get done with a therapist. You get your own time in your own living room. It's really nice.
That's right. And as the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. So talk it out with BetterHelp. Our listeners right now get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
I know you brought up my nail biting. 8 days.
Bravo.
8 days. Nine days. 9 days.
I feel like that's going to be easier to quit than vaping.
Nicotine.
Yes?
Yeah.
Do you think so? I mean, it's all a. It's all like. Its own form of.
Do you think it's but when you're stressed, do you like to bite your nails, or do you bite your nails when you're bored?
Oh, Matt, I would be biting it, and I don't even know I'm biting it.
Oh,
it's like that's how bad it is. Like I'll be picking it like this, and I have no idea, no idea until like somebody next to me will be like, stop. They'll hit my hand. I'm like, oh fuck. Like that's how like. Just out of my, I've just been doing it all my life since I was like a little kid. So it's coming back slowly and steadily. It's going to take a long time for like the redness to go away, but I'm like documenting everything. I'm not showing you my nails yet. I only want to show it to you once it looks better.
Have you done a day one versus today yet?
Yes. There's not much of a difference. It just looks like I haven't picked at it.
Yeah.
That's all the difference is. But in like 3 months, it's going to look
I feel like,
like
even 1 month, you're going to see a crazy difference.
Yeah, but the thing is that it's not going to, I can tell already, it's not going to look good. It's just going to, it's going to look like, imagine you just like you beat something for so long and then you're like, it finally recovers. It's not going to look good. And that's what
it will
these
look
nails
better
are.
Than how it did before. Yeah. And that's what matters.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That you committed to making
this
that
is so tiny. It's so cute. It's like a it's like a millimeter wide. So cool. But I've been painting them, giving myself like a little pedicure or manicures.
Yeah.
Just enjoying it. I olive oil it or oil olive it. Oil.
He's
but yeah. But yeah, day 9. Just a whole new person. I'm just ending all these habits. I love it.
You're doing good.
Now I just got to figure out how to podcast.
Okay.
That could be my next
one. I've been wearing a Whoop band lately because I've just been curious about like sleep and like seeing how like your health and stress.
How do you like the Whoop?
I'm loving the insights and it's really great. I feel like it does add like a new layer of like health accountability, keeping yourself fitness. It's adding a little bit of what's the word? Gamification to it. Like, but then sometimes I'm like, I feel like this is stressing me out even more because I'm looking at this data and that's stressing me out thinking like, oh gosh, I'm 2 hours behind on my sleep. That means I need to go to bed at this time. And
that's
like,
kind of why I don't want to like have that on me because I feel like I'll think about it too much and I'll freak myself out over like the analytics on that. And
yeah.
Or and I wore it when I was like you're running at like a 50% and you're like, well, I'm a 50% today. So I might as well just like, kinda.
Yeah, and then I'm worried I'm like dying like half the time too, even though it's like fine, but it gets to this red zone. And like I wore it during a party and was drinking on it because I was like, I just want to see what this says. And it was just like, you are consuming like, or your heart rate is like bizarre, like, and it's off the charts. It was in the red. I'm like, am I dying? And I'm putting like the screenshots into AI going, is this normal? They go, this is totally fine.
Oh, okay.
Like, but it's, I don't like that it's now.
But
in
imagine the watch was just like, you've been drinking to a cup of water or like drink this much water right now.
It doesn't know that you're drinking, but it can say the reason why you're having this data. We think it's you're drinking probably or you're stressed out or something, but it's just strange.
There's times where couples will catch each other, the other one cheating because their statistics, their Whoop bands will say that at 3 a.m. their energy spiked or something
because they went to go like have sex with someone else.
Mm-hmm. There was like there was one where like she caught her husband because that's what she's wearing the Whoop during it and she saw his like.
Wow.
Why was your heartbeat going up?
Yeah, why was it going up and where were you? At 3 a.m.
Busted.
I love a good, perfect, like, catching a cheater story. Ah, beautiful. Because how else would she have known? Never. That's probably the only way she was going to find out. Through that fucking Whoop. But, you know. But yeah, What's the word? Predictions over what will happen at Remy's wedding.
Do you think Remy is doing rehearsed dances at all? Like anything that's like
I feel
planned?
Like she should, especially
I want her to be the queen for the night. I want her strapped into harnesses at the waist and she is over everybody.
I want to see a whole show.
She's doing
for her.
Backflips in the
harness.
Up in the air. Everybody's just like,
but I want the curtain to come up and she's just like flying already on a thing.
Cal's suit looks really cool. So I took Cal to the guy that did my suit.
Yeah.
So we did a whole custom suit for him at that spot too. It's sick. Oh. When you see it, you're gonna love it.
Oh, I'm fired up.
It's really, really cool.
Do you think Cal will cry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For
sure?
I don't think I've ever seen him cry. Even though I feel like he's a softie, like he would.
Yeah, I feel like he is.
I think he's going to tear up quite a bit.
Yeah. Okay, good. What other predictions?
I think Alicia is going to be a wreck.
Oh, she's going to be
entire night.
But you know what? I think she might surprise us. Because it's like, I feel like she's going to like really.
She'll be a wreck. A wreck.
It all depends.
Is there a getaway car? Do you know what the getaway car is?
No getaway car.
Getaway car. Okay, okay.
It's a getaway car. But the venue's stunning.
Oh, hell yeah.
Stunning. I don't think I've seen it yet.
Stunning.
But I kind of don't want to see it yet. I want to just be surprised.
Yeah, I think.
Why am I picturing it like where we shot our basically unfiltered shoot?
Basically.
Is it like that?
It's insane.
Oh,
wow. It's really cool. I think Cal's going to bawl his eyes out.
Oh, it's actually already happened. It just hit me.
After this episode?
The wedding's already done.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's a couple days after.
Are they going straight to their honeymoon after?
No.
No. Okay.
Is that a thing? Do most couples do that still?
Like, everybody kept asking us, they're like, where are you going on your honeymoon right now? I'm like, we're not.
Right.
Most people leave the next day for their honeymoon.
Oh, it's like very, very normal still to this day.
Yeah.
We'll leave right after.
Yeah. We still got to do our honeymoon, honey.
You gotta.
I know.
We just haven't been able to.
Yeah.
It's been busy. We'll do it. We'll
do it. Do it on your 50th birthday or something.
Well, yeah, we'll do it on our 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
No, we're going, planet. Bubba. We're doing going. It. We're gonna take time.
Ellie's
for
not
ourselves.
Going anywhere.
Don't worry. I'll plan the whole thing. I'll be.
Oh,
like,
thank God.
Yeah, I'll be like the chauffeur.
Matt, you know what this got brought up earlier with her cousins, and it brought me back, and I was gonna see if you guys had the same thing growing up, but. We were talking about foods that we thought were a treat when we were younger, but mm-hmm. now looking back, it was just ass.
Okay.
Did you guys have London broils?
No. What is a London broil? Is
the hell
a candy?
Is a London broil?
Is it
broil?
A pastry?
No, it's a
is
steak.
Is it a steak?
It's a steak, but it's a really, really
my
like
dad's
cheap.
Gonna, my dad's going to call me after this okay. episode. It's a what's really wrong with cheap? London broil?
There's nothing wrong with it, but it's a cheaper cut of meat, and I had this... literally every single week growing up, and I was like, we're eating steak tonight.
This looks like yummy. It looks like regular steak. What's the difference, though?
It's tough. Like, it's not a tender piece of meat.
Oh, that sounds like the worst fucking steak
so
ever.
We would... I'm like, it brought back such a memory just from talking to her cousin about it, but my mom would put it in a gallon Ziploc bag with a jug of Italian dressing and let it marinate. Well, I think she was letting it marinate for like 3 weeks trying to get this thing to like...
not be dry.
Just to try to get some juice and not be like that hard.
But why London, bro? Why couldn't you go for like a better steak?
It's a cheap... We were poor.
Oh, it's a cheap steak. Got it. Okay.
It was just all we had. So like...
But why are they making it out to be like... Why were they... London broil
exactly,
when it's the cheapest
they make
steak?
It like... Because it sounds good.
Uh-huh. Cheap steak is skirt steak. Why didn't you just do skirt steak? That's a cheap steak, but yummy.
So we would let it marinate in this jug of Italian dressing. And looking back, the Italian dressing that it was swimming in for a week was more expensive, I think, than the actual steak. And I should have known, but my dad, for some reason, he would bust out an electric knife just to cut this thing. Oh. And I remember looking at it, and he's got the... and he's sawing it in half. And it was the only time we ever used this electric carving knife was to cut the London broil steak.
If you need an electric fucking knife to cut a steak, you shouldn't be eating that steak.
And we were cutting that shit paper thin.
That's terrible.
It was...
ew.
It's just so crazy. I haven't thought about this meat. In years
that's
until
really
her cousin brought it up and was talking about how they thought it was a treat too. But
so
that
funny.
Shit was so chewy. Like,
imagine
what a
cooking
time.
That steak perfectly, but it's still like, it feels like you're having gray meat.
You could cook it like perfect. Even like undercook it where it's pink and it looks good. Like you're...
That ain't say he. That's cow strips. Baby, that's cow cubes. I haven't been craving steak lately.
Really?
Yeah. It's because I love skirt so much, but like people judge me for loving skirt. I don't like
skirt
filet.
So
I don't like T-bone. I don't, literally every other steak I don't like except for skirt.
Give me like a baby palomia.
I don't even know what that is. The fancier it sounds like, the more I don't want to eat it.
I don't mind steak. I just had so much of it like as a kid though. Where I never look forward to having it because I had it a lot.
But what's your choice of protein?
My choice of protein. I guess chicken, but no, I would want a steak if I'm at a restaurant. I don't like cooking steak by myself, though.
Do you like fish? Like salmon? You like a nice salmon with like mashed potatoes?
I don't like salmon.
Salmon. I cooked
like mahi tuna steak. Like, I love that.
Ahi tuna steak.
Is it mahi or ahi tuna? I'm now like switching
what's
up.
What's ahi tuna steak?
It's like a tuna steak.
What the fuck is a tuna steak?
Oh, it's delicious.
It's a big chunk cube of tuna that you sear.
As a steak?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's delicious.
I thought steak. Oh, okay.
Yeah, tuna steak.
Yeah, I've had that.
So good. But yeah.
We called a steak.
We did really nice filet mignons last night and ribeyes.
Ooh, yeah.
I've been getting really into the fattier meats now that I'm getting older.
Yeah.
Filet mignon's amazing, but there's something about that marbled ribeye just melts in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like so
butter.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Like the steak at Bourbon Steak.
It doesn't
beat
a London broil though.
Oh my! Oh, shut up.
No more London Broil.
Brendan Loyal.
Brendan Loyal.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Shopify.
When Heath and I started this podcast, it seemed like we had it all figured out with the setup, the filming schedules, the logos, the lighting, everything. It was super overwhelming, and every day seemed to introduce a new decision that we needed an answer for. So when you're starting off with something new, it seems like your to-do list keeps growing every day with new tasks, and that list can easily begin to overrun your life. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out, but simplifies everything can be such a game changer. For millions of businesses, that tool is cha-ching Shopify.
And Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. from household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just getting started.
And baby, get started with your own design studio. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store to match your brand style. Accelerate your content creation. Shopify is packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Heath!
That's right, baby. And also, get the word out like you have a marketing team behind you. Easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling.
Best yet, Shopify is your commerce expert with world-class expertise and everything from managing inventory to international shipping to processing returns and beyond. So if you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify.
That's right. Turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/unfiltered.
Go to shopify.com/unfiltered. One more time, shopify.com/unfiltered.
Thank you, Shopify, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Oh my, I was talking to Hedaya yesterday. Dude, I want her on here so bad. The shit she was telling me. The friends that she makes out there, so fucking interesting.
In Florida.
Anywhere to she like Hedaya just attracts the craziest fucking people ever. It's like she reminds me of like Leah.
Okay.
Just like is just makes friends and then these people are just crazy.
Okay.
I just can't talk about it.
Did something happen?
Yeah.
No, it's
what happened?
She was showing me the video. Oh my god, I don't fuck. Okay, she was showing me this video because I want Hedaya to say it. But she was showing me this video of like this girl that she knew. And she was like, no, Zane, like this girl met this guy a month later is marrying him, but he like doesn't even love her. Blah, blah. I was like, what do you mean? Like, what? Because I know the girl and she sends me the video. It's like, no, Zane, like they literally just got married in a park yesterday. And she sends me this video. And the video looks like, you know, like when you're watching a real video, you're like, this looks like I'm watching a viral TikTok. Like
it's this
girl and guy. And she's just in this white dress that looks like she just picked it up like from a gas station. Just quiet.
Yeah,
and he's there like his pants are falling. And he's like holding it up like this, like it's loose.
No.
And she showed his video, and like her friend is there filming
there?
It.
Which wait, was
Hedaya's not there. Her friend is there filming it, and it's only like the four of them. It's the couple getting married, and then the two friends. And you're watching this all go down, and there's like people. There's like two like people having sex under a bush, like
what?
In the park. It was like fucking crazy. And I'm sitting on the trunk. I'm fucking laughing so hard because I feel like I'm watching this like viral video.
Yes, I love Florida. A good cringe little backyard wedding. And all respect to people finding love. And I know that people have different situations where you gotta make a wedding happen. But I get sucked into those, and also like gender reveal parties where it's like, I'm your meemaw. I think you're gonna be a boy.
It's so good.
And
then you're like,
I'm your peepaw, and I know you're gonna be a girl.
And it keeps going. Like the characters on them. I can't get enough.
I think there was one that was real, and I think now every time I see one, I'm like, this is fake. There's just no way. There's no way that this many crackheads out there doing the same.
So bad.
The crackheads, they love that trend. They love that trend.
Oh boy.
I'm your peepaw, and I think you're a girl, but I want you to be a boy.
Yeah.
And their tooth is like, dang, like it's almost out. It's almost on the ground.
Oh, I know. I can't get enough of it. I cannot look away, and I will watch it always to the end. And you know what? I kind of want an invite. Like, the thing is, I have FOMO because I wish I could be there and see it with my own eyes.
Yeah, that's a fun invite.
You know,
for sure.
I've never been to a gender reveal party in my life.
In my life.
I don't think I have either.
Maybe
have you?
No one's having babies out here in LA. I'm sure I would have gone to more if I was back in Texas.
That's true.
But
yeah.
It was my brother's.
Was it like part of like, was it baby shower also? Or was
I think it was like everything in one.
Oh, okay. Is that normally how they did, like traditional, like how they normally would do it? Is the gender reveal happen at the baby shower?
The gender reveal thing is new.
Oh, that's new.
That's
okay.
Definitely a big trend of like, it's got a it. Thing to do.
But
it's another
like,
party.
I would say even 10 years ago, they never had a gender reveal.
No.
Like,
no.
Really?
I think
not really.
Maybe 10 years. 10 years ago, I'm learning.
That's true.
That's
flies.
No, that's
not
that long ago.
The internet definitely made it because it's such an announcement to all the people who follow you and keep up with you that it's this.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the video of the lady? She had a whole gender reveal party. Invited all her friends, right? And it's the husband and the wife, and they're like, "All right, ready?" She takes the sticker off the cake, and it says "surprise." And she goes, "Surprise! We're not revealing our gender yet. We're gonna wait for them to be born." And the video like goes down. This lady brought everybody together to find out to have a gender reveal party, and then goes,
"There's no way.
Surprise! We're actually not announcing it today. It's kind of like."
Then why do you invite me?
It's crazy.
I had to pay for the whole fucking
Uber
to get
here.
Why
are you wasting everybody's fucking time?
Wait, there's no way.
I'll show you the video. It's insane.
It's so funny because I also like hate like gender reveals get so over the top. Where I'm like, this is ridiculous. But then at the same time, if I'm invited, I want to see it. Something a little creative. I don't want to see you cut a cake and it's blue.
If I got to beat that baby out of her and see the gender, that's what's going
to
happen.
And explode. I don't know. I need to see a little bit of a creative execution. And also with friends, when they're having like a baby and then they just text me, boy, I'm like, call me. You may at least do an invisible text.
The text and try to get it to clear up.
Yes. I'm like, I'm just that type of person where I want to, I don't know, be on the edge of my seat. Like, what is it? Yeah. Don't just be like, it's this.
Because you know what? I still love those videos when it's like the couple and you can tell that one of them doesn't want a certain gender. Oh, that's the perfect recipe for a good one. Sit there and I'm looking at one of them. I'm like, yep, I'm waiting for that person's reaction.
And then like they just
slice the cake.
They look nasty. And then like your kids are going to see that.
I love it.
Oh.
Love it.
Yeah.
And then when they do get a divorce, they're just like, you see, your daddy never even wanted you. Look at the way he reacted. Didn't even want you.
Or when like the husband like doesn't even like hug the wife or like is that.
Or the mother-in-law comes running and comes up first.
And she's like making it all about her. Please. Please.
So bad. Just don't do that.
I'm gonna adopt when I'm 40.
My brother-in-law, they're about to have their baby tomorrow. We'll know.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah. Boy or girl, want to make predictions?
They know or they wanted it to be a surprise for them too.
No, they don't know. That's okay, like cool. Tradition in Patricia's family is just to not know. Which is awesome. I like that it's exciting, but I bet on like my second or third, you'd be like, I'm more of a girl dad. If I had like two boys in a row and like hit a third, I'd be like,
I'd get rid of it.
Want a girl.
Put up for the option.
I would be so worried that a doctor or somebody else would like accidentally mess, like slip and say it like, your little girl's gonna be here soon.
Yeah, like you're
and
doing like, the sonogram. Like she looks beautiful. What?
Why would she?
That is like a.
I also feel like I would study sonogram so much where I could still look at that screen and go, "That's a boy." But
I see it.
Yeah,
looks like a sunny angel. I see it.
So we'll see. It'll be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. Like just being planned to be born. having a C-section. Like it's just scheduled. Birthday. It's happening tomorrow.
That is so interesting to think about.
Yeah, it'll be like at 5 a.m. our time, and we'll wake up. But I don't know if I want to text. I think I want to call.
What day?
Tomorrow.
Yes. Oh my God. But that's so exciting.
I'd like a phone call or something. I just, last time it happened, it was just a text from her dad, like going, boy or boy. Girl.
Girl. Like, girl. No. Or it's not even, it's just an emoji.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send an emoji.
How about you don't smack that gum? Huh? Because that's all I'm hearing in this microphone. For the people listening at home, I'm so sorry.
All right, sorry.
Okay, good.
Let me get that nicotine in my. All right.
I haven't had gum in a minute.
Like gum or
like gum, chewing gum.
It's not good for you.
No.
Gum, your jaw.
Yeah.
It's no bueno.
I like Listerine.
Strips. I always thought gum would give me that defined jawline.
No, it doesn't.
So I would chew really hard on it to try to get that like the muscle to be tight and like look like that. Because there was a kid in our high school that had a really nice muscle right here and he always had gum, so I just put it together. I was like, oh, chew gum, you'll get his jawline.
Any type of like jaw exerciser that'll make you like get a jawline, all of that
stuff,
give you TMJ. It's jawlines is so much of its genetics.
Do you remember that little ball that people would chew on?
Yeah,
they would put it between their front teeth. It was called Jawsercise. And they would just...
It was a scam, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was one of those, like, not TV products, but it was basically, like, an as seen on TV type thing.
Look at the girl in her mouth. Mariah is giving the look. Mariah.
Yes. But, yeah, everybody was doing those. I remember Scott had one of those for a while.
Scott. He was trying to get that jawline.
Have you ever used one of those breathing trainer things where it's like another little plastic thing you put in your mouth and like, I know there's ways where there's like resistance to like.
Are you talking about a thing that's like hooked to the, for like, but singers will.
Oh, there's like I think you're thinking of like humidifiers.
Oh, it's okay. Because like Alicia
it's like a breathing trainer thing that I think you can add like resistance to it. But apparently you like breathe through it and you do like sit-ups or something and it helps strengthen your lungs.
And probably I need that. It's to let in less oxygen to make you like train in different like type of environments.
Oh, honestly, I should start doing that to like help.
I think they're pretty
lungs.
Affordable.
Yeah,
too.
It'll make you like, so you would like run with that in and you're getting like less air. It's harder to breathe. So it makes you like stronger. So when you don't have it in, you're able to.
Oh, wait, you're talking about what people run with? Like I'll see on hikes sometimes?
A lot of people will do those for like training and like.
Oh, that's. Well, I feel like I don't need one. I feel like I already have one in my nose. I could barely
fucking
breathe.
Yeah, the deviated septum is that. Like you have it built in.
So you're people are paying for a deviated septum. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But yeah, no, those things are definitely interesting. But apparently they work.
Wow.
Going to the US Open tomorrow.
You are?
Yeah, in Pittsburgh, the golf one.
It's in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think U.S. Opens kind of switch around, like which country clubs
and stuff
they play at.
Oh my God, what's the...
I'm going
is there just
Amex.
One game that you're watching?
Oh, we're going to like it's like the practice days. Like we're there, the real day of the tournament is much, I think, like later on in the week.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, what do you wear to a golf tournament? Golf tournaments are the strangest places
where you dress up as the person.
Yes, you dress up as the fucking players. I don't
understand.
Wait, what? Like you don't go to a basketball game and wear basketball clothes.
I mean,
yeah,
somebody,
no.
But golf tournaments, you go there dressing up as a golfer.
There's no way. This has always been a thing?
Yeah.
You dress like the golfer.
Yeah,
like,
you wear golf clothes to a golf tournament.
Yeah.
It is weird.
I know. I'm like, why? What do I wear?
But you're saying you dress like your favorite golf player.
You wear
golf clothes.
You wear pants. You're wearing like stretchy golf.
God, you guys were fucking confusing me. I thought these people try to dress like the player.
No, it's
like,
just more like of an observation people make that like people dress like golf players at golf tournaments or
got
whatever.
It. Oh my
like,
God.
I don't have that much golf stuff.
That was too much for my brain.
So do you wear golf shoes? What type of shoes would you wear if you went to a golf tournament, what type of shoes would you wear?
My golf shoes don't look like golf shoes. Oh. They're like casual.
Okay.
But they have a little bit of like the cleat on the bottom.
So you would wear those to a golf?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh,
I wouldn't.
To a golf tournament.
But you got to remember, the golf people, this is it. Like that, this is their chance to go show off their nicest golf outfit.
Of course.
So they get super hyped on it. But I hate the fact that it's the same name as the tennis U.S. Open. And you never know when somebody says they're going to the U.S. Open. I thought you were talking about tennis.
Right.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Why is it the same?
That's a great question.
Like, that would be like, are you going to the Super Bowl?
I guess
I'm like,
because
oh,
it is
football,
like,
no.
Is it only tennis
soccer.
And golf that are called the U.S. Open, or are there tons of other U.S. Opens for
I think it's just
individualized
that.
Sports? Maybe.
You know what? I just found out another thing that I hate. Well, you know how I mentioned something I hate about baseball is that you can steal bases? Just something I hate about golf.
And what is that?
Which I think is just so... it just doesn't need to be done. Is how everyone has to be silent before they fucking swing their, before they hit the ball. I think it should be noisy.
You think so?
I think it should keep it fucking noisy because it's always noisy for any other game except but
it's
for
like
fucking.
It's a game of like grace and concentration and focus. Like,
I don't know.
Like, and dart matches, are they like all ring?
Yeah, it's a good, I don't know.
You know, bowling? You got to be, it's so much of it's your mind than it is like pure athleticism, even though you got to be pretty athletic.
Then at Top Golf, we should all be silent every time someone wants to hit.
Valid point, Zane. Valid point.
Let's make it make sense.
You know what I think? I think golf, you shouldn't have a chance to go play the course beforehand. You shouldn't be able to practice. You should just get thrown into it, just like all of us. Mm-hmm. You get one shot to go out there. You wait a couple weeks until you get enough time off of work to go enjoy yourself. And you just go play.
They get to practice on the course.
Yeah, they get to run it.
That's kind of shit.
That's what all the practice
all
days
before,
are for.
And then you got your caddy out there that's reading the greens for you, telling you what, like. It should be done just like all of us watching at home.
Yeah.
You go and you see how you do.
That's true.
That's it.
It's kind of a load of shit.
It's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair at all. And we got to be silent on top of you already practice for weeks.
Let me hoot on the and course. Holler. Smack it while I'm talking.
Are we allowed to drink while watching these matches?
Are professional golf players like allowed to drink? While they play.
Only John Daly.
John Daly. Of course, yeah, he has to be drinking. I think it's the one sport where it's like you can get boozed up and play.
You're technically not allowed to drink, but okay. John Daly's like the only one they let have a golf cart.
Yeah,
just,
right?
Just do your thing.
Really?
So when he plays, he smokes two packs. What I think he says he smokes like two packs of cigarettes and 10 Diet Cokes while he's out there.
But he's like not drinking actually.
Yeah,
like,
he's just out there drinking Diet Cokes and just smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, John Daly, he loves Hamburger Heaven every time he's in
the photo he sent me. Yeah,
and so he drives his like big van or what do you call it? Yeah, like a big bus van that he like lives in, and he'll park it at Hamburger Heaven just so if he wants free food and free burgers every time. And so Patricia's dad's always like, yeah,
that's so funny that you guys have a picture and video of him back there cooking burgers.
Yeah, he's like, if you're in Birmingham and want a bit of heaven,
yeah.
And he owns three.
I think there's four.
Nice.
He owns two. The other two are franchises.
Okay.
So I mean, he still owns them partially, but yeah.
How does that work? You like literally anybody can buy a franchise under a fast food or
it's so interesting. Like companies that decide to do like to franchise it out, you just buy the rights to be able to like own your own location.
Yeah.
How much?
And they give you the guidelines of everything to create the store. So like, if you really like Chick-fil-A,
yeah,
and you want to open up a Chick-fil-A somewhere, you would have to pay. Chick-fil-A has a set price of how much it would cost you to open and run your own. So you pay for the rights, and then they give you basically a breakdown of everything you need to do in order to open up this location.
But they're not going to fund you in any way.
No, you have to pay for everything.
Got it.
Right. But Chick-fil-A, to open up your own franchise for Chick-fil-A is a massive long wait list. It's like 5 or 10 years to like
even really. Improve.
There's a lot of people that want to open them, so it's tough.
Because you can also make great money by being like the director or manager of like your own Chick-fil-A. Like it pays pretty well.
Oh, compared to most fast food places?
That's a great question, but I know it's one of the most stable places. Like Chick-fil-A is always
one of the highest.
The My Pleasure goes a long way.
Mm-hmm, it really does.
But usually it's like a couple hundred grand just to be able to open it. Like the rights to do it.
Yeah.
And then you have to pay for the location. You have to staff everybody, everything. But eventually it pays off, and then...
Should we open up our own like Dunkin' Donuts or something?
I think that the cheapest one to open is Subway. That's why there's so many.
Oh, dude, that's funny.
So everybody just like opens up a Subway.
Do you hear Subway bought Dave's Hot Chicken for $1 billion?
Insane.
No, what?
$1 billion.
They just sold $1 billion.
Is that the one that Jonah was?
The one that he says he was the fourth member.
Oh, my.
I know a guy who was an investor in Dave's Hot Chicken, like really early on.
No, Jonah said he was one of the people that created it. The three guys, he said he was the fourth one.
That's what Jonah says.
Congrats,
claims.
Jonah.
No, Jonah.
He's been saying this for like years.
Like a long time, before they even got big.
Okay, so wait, but is it true?
I think it's true. I mean, why would you?
He said they kicked them out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Crazy.
If that was true, I would jump. I would go on a murder
spree. I would fly.
I would take every one of them out.
No, like Heath, like that ass. I would be fucking
imagine we
livid.
It's called Jonah's Hot Chicken or like Nick's Hot Chicken. Oh, yeah. We're like, we're like, no, you weren't. He's like, dude, that's my recipe. It's like, no, it's not.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
One of them is named Dave.
Only
in
one
in the trio. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been like on Joe's podcast before, right? Like the founder
Dave?
Of it. Yeah.
Oh wow,
he has.
That. Yeah, I think Joe like
that'd have been perfect fucking time for Joe to ask him.
Can
it's
I get
crazy
in?
How
I
bet. Quick.
No, no, for Joe to ask him if Nick was
good.
He should have. Well, I bet we can tell Joe just to DM him. Congrats.
You know, let's do
a, is it true?
Let's do a call in.
Yeah.
We gotta start doing more call ins anyways. Let's
what
just
they
do a
started call-in. In like what 2019?
Yeah. The
That's
hot
insane.
Chicken craze. I don't really care for it though.
I don't
much.
Either.
I used to love it.
I don't like
be...
the. I don't like the seasoning.
Yes, I don't like the
I
rub.
Hate
it has like this
the
like,
seasoning.
Kind of funk to it.
Get rid of it. And it's not like they put like a good. It's they cover it. Where like you don't even taste the bread anymore. It's just all fucking seasoning.
Is it halal?
Yes, it is.
Halal.
It is halal.
It is halal.
Yeah, which is like really cool.
Yeah,
to have it halal.
It'd
a lot of places
for it
are
to
not
be that successful.
Yeah,
as
because
well,
there's
too.
A big Muslim community that like really they it's hard for them to find shit to eat.
I know. That's I like, know. For Mike keeps kosher, and it's always like, oh,
yeah.
Or like, do you want to get this? I'm craving this.
Does he have two sets of everything in the kitchen?
Two sets of everything. What do you mean?
Like two stoves?
No.
Two.
That's.
Ovens.
I think that's like, only if you are making both meats. Right, that you have to cook it in different.
I don't know. I remember I went to an open house, and the kitchen had double everything. So I had two sinks, two stoves,
right.
Two ovens, two everything. And I
was
why is it everything double? Then they were explaining to
There's a lot of traditions and rules.
It had to do with something with being kosher. How one was to be. God, I wish I remember.
Is it like dairy? You can't mix your dairy and meat or something like that.
I wish I. They needed two sets of everything. Apparently,
great question. I don't know.
It's something like
Mike doesn't like need to live in that. Like I don't know.
It's either like a meat have to be cooked or meat and fish have to be cooked separately. Meat and dairy.
So while a fully kosher kitchen ideally has two of many appliances, like ovens, dishwashers, and sink, it's not an absolute requirement. The core principle of kosher kitchens is to separate meat and dairy to prevent them from mixing during preparation. The separation is often achieved with duplicate appliances, but other methods like designated cooking zones, separate utensils, and careful cleaning can also be used. Interesting. Kosher is how it's like blessed too.
Yeah.
But is that same thing with halal?
Same
like,
thing with halal. Yeah. They also like they have to I think something about like you have to drain all the blood out. Like non-halal, they like blood is still in there, but halal they drain all the blood out. It's something like that too.
Okay.
I know I'm gonna get comments already. I always get called out. But I've used to think when I was younger, I thought halal was the way it was prepared, like cooked, right? So like in my head, halal meant like there were certain spices on there that made it halal because it would always taste different. Like I would eat halal meat and halal chicken and it always tastes different than like,
yeah,
what I would have
a sprinkle of halal.
Yeah. So, but it was just literally cooked Mediterranean style.
Extra, extra halal. Extra halal.
Doesn't taste halal. But you know, you can't taste it. It's just literally blessed. It's just, they prayed before cutting the chicken's head.
I miss my chickens.
I miss her too. Him, her.
Flo. They're doing good though.
In chicken heaven?
No, they're still good. They're at my buddy's house in Malibu.
Wait.
Overlooking the ocean.
Not one of them.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Well, that one had passed away.
Flo passed away.
Which one passed away? No, it was Flo that passed away. Paprika is still alive. She's doing good. And Stevie is still doing good. She's up there at the ranch. Yeah. I'll see him. I go see him.
You see him?
We'll check on him.
All right.
What do you guys got planned for the rest of the weekend?
Today?
Yeah.
Packing and then that's it.
So you're coming back and then going to the wedding? Mm-hmm. Damn. I want to be as busy as you. I want to travel. I want to just be on planes half the week.
Yeah.
Just be a traveler.
I mean, that's going to be me soon.
I know.
I'm going to be getting in my little flight suit. Yeah. I know.
Oh, my God. It's going to be exciting. You're going to learn so much on this journey.
Well, what's going to be really cool is the fact that I'm going to be able to fly back and forth and not have, like, a suitcase. I just want to come with a backpack.
Yeah.
That's,
I think that alone is going
to
feel so easy.
You're
going
to need
easy.
To go carry on. You'll need to carry. If you're coming here for, like, 5 days, 4 days.
I want to keep stuff here.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Just leave a couple outfits.
Are you going to buy it here? Like, what are you going to do? How are you going to separate the clothes?
I don't know. Maybe I only wear the same outfit on the podcast.
You could do that.
I probably do it anyways right now.
You could do that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be so cool just to, like, throw a backpack on and just get on the flight.
I think the easier you make it, like, actually, like, make it feel like it. But did I say that right?
Yeah.
The lighter you go, the easier the travel will be.
I'm also going to do the TSA pre-check, like you said. So that way it's even quicker.
Oh, yeah.
Be good to go.
Yeah. And it's so cheap, too. So many people don't know. It's so easy to get.
Well, it's annoying because I pay for clear, but it, like, doesn't.
Just get rid of it.
It doesn't do much. I'd rather have pre-check.
And clear, the clear is shut down, like, half the time.
Every single airport I try to do it at, it's not even up and running.
Yeah. They, like, open when they want. They close when they want.
Silly.
The system's like down or whatever.
But I've been really enjoying the lounges. Every time I fly now, I've been getting there early just to go to the lounge. And it's making the flying experience so much more enjoyable. And then also, when I land, I go back to the lounge at the new location.
Why?
I don't know. There's something about it.
You want to stay? You see, I like to stay as little as possible at an airport.
If I don't have a checked bag that I have to go out and get at the carousel, I'll just go straight to the lounge as soon as I get off the flight.
And you, like, sit there and, like, hang out there?
So nice.
Really?
Yeah. As soon as I get off, I go straight into the Delta lounge, sit down, grab, like, a soda. Maybe pick it, like, a couple little appetizers.
Oh, why are we hanging out at the airport?
He's just hanging at the airport.
Go home.
I like it.
You want to still hang at the lounge? You've landed. You've arrived at your destination.
He put a hanging hanger.
Maybe if your hotel check-in time's not till 4 and you want to kill time and you don't want to, like,
I like
have to run around
the
town.
Free snacks.
Oh, come on. Go home.
Why? Airports
are dirty, too.
Why am I getting crucified for this right now?
I think it's just it's the airport. It's a place where it's the last place you want to be. Just go home.
I like to go early now and sit at the lounge and have a couple snacks and a diet.
You got snacks and drinks at home. I've seen your refrigerator. You got plenty of that stuff at home.
What are you fucking 85?
Yeah.
All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. I can't handle this anymore. Thank you guys so much for watching.
And, like, the shit that's, like, flying around in the airport, you just want to be sitting there, like, you want to choose to stay in something like that?
You want to go sit on a seat that tons of people have been sitting in. Yes, it's a lounge, but, like,
if I have nowhere to be, I'm going to enjoy it.
Find a hobby.
I'm just surprised that they're letting you in.
Find a hobby.
Anyway, love you guys. Thank you for watching. You want to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ZaneAndHeath. We keep these cameras rolling, which I don't think I'm going to today. You guys want to check it out? Love you guys. Thank you so much.
To the big black guy over there, come and claim your prize.
Such a good movie. All right, love you guys.
White Chicks is the best fucking movie.
We'll see you in a sec. Bye.
Besos. Mwah. Love ya.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.